We've spent a good deal of time talking about Jesus, and when we talk about Jesus, what we have discussed is that when God, by His Holy Spirit, gives you grace, He gives you an ability to consider who Jesus is and what Jesus does. Not what Jesus did, not only what Jesus did, but what He continues to do, right? And so when we come and consider Jesus, we consider who He is and what He has done. And when we do that, the only right response is repentance. Right? We talk about this over and over. I turn away from my past, right? I turn away from my mistakes, my sin, the things that I've done in the past, and I turn toward Jesus. Right? That's the correct response. Now, after the point of salvation, right? After we come to that point of repentance and salvation, then I continue to grow. Amen? Right? I continue to grow, and that means I continue to grow in my understanding of who Jesus is and what Jesus does. And as we continue to grow in that understanding, our response to Him also continues to grow. Right? We need a little physics lesson this morning. Right? As my knowledge of Him, my being affected by Him continues. You know, I think some people come to church for information, and some people come to church for inspiration. Well, both are the wrong reason. But it still works, and you'll be okay because God loves you. Right? You will still get both in church. Right? In a good church situation, you're still going to get information and inspiration. But what really should be happening is I'm coming to church because I believe in Jesus and I have a personal relationship to Jesus. Now, we welcome people who don't have a relationship with Jesus. But I'm not foolish. Just what we do on a Sunday morning is not in and of itself going to bring them through salvation and the sanctification process and all of that. Hello?
Right?
Right? If they don't have a relationship with you, if they're not welcome in your home, they're really hurting. That's good, Pastor Ben. That's good, right? If they don't have a Bible, if they can't pray and talk to God for themselves, they're in a world of hurt, right? So it is when we come together on a Sunday morning, we come together primarily to express and to share in the worship of the living God that is a response to the salvation experience we have already come through, right? And are continuing to go back to God and be changed by Him, are continuing to experience wonder. Hello? Right? I mean, that is our purpose. That is what we have come through. And so when we come, we need to ask the right question. How do I worship? And you can't worship, you can't come in and fake it till you make it. Right? That's not why we come together. So you can come here and fake it. That's not what it's about. It will never work. That will always leave you frustrated. You will leave here like you left the last place. Because wherever you go, there you are. Right? Right? So, what we've already recently discussed, Ephesians 1, 6. We came out of talking about Jesus and what Jesus did and who Jesus was. And our response from that, from Ephesians 1, 6 was, why? Why does all this happen, Paul's asking? So we praise God for the glorious grace He's poured out on us who belong to His dear Son. And then I believe this is actually from verse 9. He did this so we would praise and glorify Him. There is a purpose to your salvation, and a part of that purpose is worship. From Psalm 107, verses 1 and 2, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, His faithful love endures forever. Have you ever had unfaithful love? Right? Has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out. And so what we've talked about is how our biblical response, not just some experience where we quake and shake and whoo, right? But a biblical response, whether I shake or quake or, you know, I had a great grandfather who was a Norwegian holiness preacher and he would say, yeah, I don't care how high you jump in the spirit as long as when you come down, you walk straight. So my biblical response to God is that I'm going to speak of His goodness And I'm going to sing the song of the redeemed. So for me to tell you on Monday, on Saturday, God has been good to me is how I respond to Ephesians 1:6. And when we come together here, or when I am by myself, I sing the song of the redeemed. It is my biblical response to God. Are you with me? Everyone okay? Okay, good. All right. So, we talked about how in reality, worship is us pointing to God. And that just saying, I praise you, God, is not enough. Because the word praise just means I'm about to say something good. You heard say something, I'm about to. You're about to what? I mean, sometimes I think God is waiting for us to about to. What are you about to say? And so it is healthy for us to sit down and think about what we are going to say. It's one reason we use this screen and we choose the songs that we sing here carefully, right? Because the songs that the words that you sing, the words that you speak are important. You ever had a junior high crush where they just talked a lot about how great you were? Well, eventually it doesn't mean as much, right? There should be meaning to our words. There should be thought in our words. We should be considering what we are saying about God. And we should specifically, as we just heard from Ben and Kristen and Joe, what did God specifically do for me? Are you with me? Okay. So when we point to God, we are reminded, as we see here in this picture of the shadows, right? Who He is and who we are. See, God knew that we would need to be regularly reminded. That's one reason why we get together every Sunday, not just a couple. Because you need to be reminded, right? In a life-giving way. You need to have a place where you can come together with joy, whether things are good or bad, and be reminded of who God is. That's why when we meet together in our homes, we do it every week, because you need to be reminded. God knew that you would need to be reminded of who He is and what He does. Because if God could do what we've already seen and read about in Jesus for our sake, if God can do that, then my knee, my finances, the car, that's easy. Hello? If God can do that, then this is easy. So let's get a little bit more nuts and bolts. How do I worship? Well, one, we worship as a group. Right? That's one biblical response. God set out the order in for the tabernacle of Moses, very specific ways that people were to worship God. You know, this today's talk will by no means be comprehensive. There are scores of examples of people spontaneously or by instruction of another together in unison speaking the praises of God. One of the pictures that we get in Revelation of the throne room, we hear, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was, who is to come." In unison, not just from one mouth, but in unison. Now, I know that some of us have moved from different parts of the country. We had different kinds of church experiences. How many of you have ever been to a concert? Any kind of concert? Okay, you ever wonder why they have opening acts at a concert? Because even the main band that you paid to see knows that you're not ready yet. You're not warmed up. You're not focused. And one reason that we're doing the message now and we're going to worship later is because you're not ready yet. Right? We are worship to God. It's a little bit like, and we won't do this every Sunday. Don't take what I'm saying wrong. Our worship, it's a little bit like peeling an onion. Right? It's not like a banana. We are complex creatures. We are complex creatures. It's not, you ever seen a monkey peel a banana? You know, he never grabs it by the stem, right? He grabs it in the middle and takes the bottom and pinches the bottom and then peels it open. If you haven't tried that yet, you really should. It's a lot easier than peeling it from the stem. You make the top end all mushy and you just peel it from the other side. That's a lot easier than peeling an onion down to its core, right? One layer at a time. In our life, when we come together and we worship as a group, God knew that one reason we would need to worship as a group is that when we need to stop life, set aside time. You know, worship's expensive if you really think about it. You know, in my life, I've made some pretty good money selling stuff. You know, I could take every Sunday and just sell stuff and make more money. I was just being real with you, right? But I don't do that. I set aside time. It's expensive. Yeah. Are you awake? I know it's a little warm in here this morning. I don't want you to fall asleep. Just exercise the buddy system. Worship is expensive. When God laid out how they would come to worship him in the tabernacle of Moses and then through the temple that Solomon built, it was expensive. God was laying out a pattern that even for us, right? New covenant believers, where we don't need to go to a temple, there is a precedent that worship is expensive. You have three kinds of resources, right? Time, energy, and money. Worshiping God as a group will cost you all three. There's a song we actually had sung at our wedding, and there's a line from that song that says, "I will not give to you that which cost me nothing." It is good and healthy for you when you worship God to not give him something that costs you nothing. That's why being a part of a church is God's plan. That's why it's in the Bible. Because it's good for you to have sacrifice. It's expensive. Worship is expensive. But when we come together as a group, what happens is the rest of our life starts to peel away. Hello? The rest of the week. The rest of what we feel. The rest of what we think. The rest of the silly stuff. The fun stuff. The sad stuff. The good stuff. The rest, it starts to peel away. Because when I'm not by myself and I'm with a group and we're all saying the same thing, I start to dial into my focus. Now, don't you know that with our economy and with social media and with all these other things that we have available to us, we are all on ADD now. Hello? Yeah. Focus is like the one thing we don't have. Yeah. But God knew it was one thing that we need. And what you focus on affects the rest of your life. Are you with me?
Yeah.
So holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was, who is to come. So say it with me together. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Say it again. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. You feel that? We are to worship as a group. That's a part of what we're called to do. When we worship, we are to declare truth. Psalm 71:23, "I will shout for joy and sing your praises." Why? "For you have ransomed me." One reason why we sing songs that specifically talk about the salvation is we need to sing, we need to be reminded, we need to speak about what God has done for us and who God is. Right? Even with the holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which means that he is God above all other gods, King above all other kings, if that's who he really is, we need to speak that truth. right? We need to sing. You got to watch the movie Elf again and just be reminded of what singing really is, right? It's just talking louder and holding it out, right? We need to come and sing of the goodness of God and declare His worth and speak the truth about who He is. Amen? We need to give thanks. When we come together as a group, we give thanks to God. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, and His love endures forever. Right? You know, one of the phrases that is most often repeated in the Bible is His faithful love endures forever. Right? Give thanks. You know, Paul instructed us that be anxious for nothing. Right? But in everything, give thanks. Right? There's a lot there we don't have time to come back to. Okay. I want to stop there, and I want us to just kind of put this into practice. Are you ready? You think you can handle that? Okay. So with what we're talking about in mind, and this is something that everywhere that Rebecca and I have served people, this is something that we've tried to do, it's not about us trying to get you to worship the way that we worship or with the songs that we sing. That's not it. Now, I don't know if you're aware, but so far with the families, you know, we have a lot more families that are even here this morning that have come to church here before. I don't even think have two, maybe definitely not more than three families that come from churches that sing the same songs. So we got to pick something. So it's not about that or about how loud we're singing on a Sunday. What it is about is making sure that we help you take one step deeper into understanding why do we do what we do, and make sure that if you're going to come here, it's meaningful, right? There should be meaning to it. Why do we do what we do? And having so that there's growth in it for you. So you stay seated with this first song, and I guess if you feel so inspired while we sing this first song, you can stand. But I want you to, you can even start by just focusing on these words, just listening to these words before you jump in and sing. Everyone still doing okay?
Yep.
Okay. This is going to be fun. This is an older song, a really well-known song, really simple. Splendor of the King, He's clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps Himself in light, darkness tries to hide. He trembles at His voice, trembles at His voice. From age to age He stands, diamond in His hands, beginning at the end, beginning at the end. The Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great, how great. Chance to read the words and think about the words. I want you to feel free now. If you want to walk, or you want to get on your knees, or you want to get on your face, this carpet over here has kind of been recently cleaned, to feel free to move around, because I want you to remove distractions. Hello? We're here to focus. We're not going anywhere. We're here to focus on God. Right? So I don't care what you do, right? It's up to you. It's between you and God. I want you to listen, and then when you're ready, you can stand and sing. But I want you to, we are going to together speak the truth, right? Declare the truth about our God and give Him thanks, right? You guys are awesome.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps Himself in light. Oh, and darkness tries to hide. He trembles at His voice, trembles at His voice. And age to age He stands, and time is in His hands. One. He's the Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will sing, how great. God, sing me a grand, how great is our God. Sing me how great is our God. And all will sing how great is our God. How great, how great is our God.
How great.
Yeah. And how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will sing, how great is our God.
Name above.
And You're the name above all names, and You are worthy of all praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God. Name above. You're the name above all names, and You are worthy of all praise. My heart will sing, how great
is our God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Water you turned into wine, and opened the eyes of the blind. No one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine, and out of the ashes we rise. No one like you, none like you. And our God is greater, and our God is stronger. And God, you are higher than any other. And our God is healer, and awesome in power. Our God, our God. Water you turned into wine, open the eyes of the blind. No one like you, none like you. And into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise. No one like you, none like you. And our God is greater, and our God is stronger. And God, you are higher than any other. And our God is healer, and awesome in power. Our God, our God is greater, and our God is greater, and our God is stronger. And God, you are higher than any other. And our God is healer, and awesome in power. Our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? Then what can stand against? God is greater, and our God is stronger. And God, you are higher than any other. And our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, and our God is greater. And our God is greater, and our God is stronger. And God, you are higher than any other. And our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, and our God. And our God is greater, and our God is stronger. And our God is higher than any other. And our God is healer, and awesome in power. Our God, our God. And our God is greater, and our God is stronger. And God, you higher than any other. And our God is healer, and awesome in power. Our God, our God, our God. And our God is greater, and our God is stronger. And God, you are higher than any other. And our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God, you are greater. You are greater, God. We love you, Lord. We worship you today. We declare the truth about you today, oh God. We love you, Lord. Thank you, God. Praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We press in. We press past what our brain wants to think. We press past how we feel. We press past our circumstances and what's going on in our life. We press past those things. And we say, God, right here, now, in this moment, no one else will worship you for us. No one else will thank you for us. No one else will say thank you for the way that you saved my soul. No one else, Lord God, we come together and say we worship you. You are greater. You are stronger. You are higher than any other, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Storm and through the fire, there is truth that sets me free. And Jesus Christ who lives in me, and you are stronger, and you are stronger. And sin is broken, you have saved me, and it is written, Christ is risen. Jesus, you are Lord of all. There's a love that came for us, a humble to a sinner's cross. You broke my shame and sinfulness. You rose again victorious. Faithfulness none can deny. The storm and through the fire, there is truth that sets me free, and Jesus Christ who lives in me. You are stronger, you are stronger. Sin is broken, you have saved me, and it is written, Christ is risen. Jesus, you are Lord of all, and no beginning and no end, and you're my hope and my defense. You came to seek and save the lost. You paid it all upon the cross. You are stronger, you are stronger, and sin is broken. You have saved me, and it is written, Christ is risen. Jesus, you are Lord of all, and you are stronger, you are stronger. Sin is broken, you have saved. Is risen, Jesus, you are Lord of all, and you are stronger, and sin is broken, you have saved me, it is written, Christ is risen, Jesus, you are Lord of all. Your name be lifted higher, be lifted higher, be lifted higher. So let your name lifted higher, be lifted higher, be lifted higher. So let your name be lifted higher, be lifted higher. your name be lifted higher. Be lifted higher. Be lifted higher. You are stronger. You are stronger. Sin is broken. You have saved me. It is written. Christ is risen. Jesus, you are Lord of all, and you are stronger, and you are stronger, and sin is broken. You have saved me, and it is written, Christ is risen. Jesus, you are Lord of all, and Jesus, you are Lord of all, Jesus, you are Lord of all.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. You can be seated. We're going to take a shift. I'm going to talk just for a couple of minutes about something that I've never heard a sermon on before directly, but is actually one of the bigger themes of the Bible. And just kind of in keeping with what we've just discussed, to try to help make your life a little bit easier. So did you find Psalm 103?
Yeah.
All right. Psalm 103. How do I worship? We're doing just a little bit of 101 this morning. How do I worship? Psalm 103, I'm just going to read the first four verses, read from the New Living this morning. Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart I will praise His holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things He does for me. He forgives all my sin, heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. Now, you know, we've had a few of our members in the hospital this month. It's been a little bit unusual. You know, when you have a family member or friend in the hospital, the only thing that you care about is them getting better. Or it should be the only thing that you care about. Right? And so I think, unfortunately, this little passage of Scripture has been subject to some twisting. The word perversion means twisting. And you can twist this to mean something that it doesn't mean. It's not a promise that every disease you have is going to be healed. Yeah. Okay, we can do a Bible 201 with you later if you would like. And I mean that very sincerely. But that's not the focus of this passage. The focus of this passage is David thanking God for what God has done, and David starting by giving himself a directive. It's in a movie, WALL-E, directive. It's something that you have to follow. Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise His holy name. Now, we don't have time this morning to walk through the tabernacle of David and the understanding of the sacrifice of praise, but our church, its roots were really in that. One of our values of our church back in Portland is presence-driven worship, which means that we are seeking the presence of God above all else. When we bring God praise, when we respond to Him and we sing to Him, it doesn't matter how we feel. It doesn't matter if we are in the top of the world or the bottom of the world,
yeah.
Right? It doesn't matter. It is what we would call a sacrifice of praise. And we would literally do, at times when I was growing up, no instruments, everybody stand, literally like some, okay, I was about to say something I shouldn't.
Yeah.
Somebody with not much charisma stand at the mic and just order everybody. Stand, praise. And the whole church standing and in full voice, like the Ravens had just scored a touchdown, praising God for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And the elder of the church literally standing there with his watch. Now, I'm not going to do that today. But there is a benefit to understanding the sacrifice of praise. So David's talking a little bit about that. But the thing he is talking about most is, I will. Now, we know that Satan had a different I wills in his rebellion against God. But David is saying, I will praise the Lord. And he says, why? He forgives all my sins. At this point in David's life, he heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. Now, sometimes people can assume too much with the Psalms. This is most likely not written for everyone to sing on a Sunday. This was between him and God. And in America, we've fallen prey to celebrity Christianity, where it is commonplace for you to come and watch somebody else's Christianity. That's not the Bible. And so what I want to talk to you about is, how do I worship? Well, you should worship God for yourself, by yourself. Now, I want to just tell you, you know, I'm not perfect, clearly, right? I've got problems and bad habits, and some of you already know, right? I say the wrong things. I have attitudes that are funky sometimes. I mean, I got my issues. But let me just tell you, I used to be worse. There were times where a bad attitude would wreck me for a week. Right? I had times where I was very insecure. Very insecure. Very insecure. A true introvert. I know you're looking at me like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I had times where I was harsh with people that I love. I had times where I was dealing with pride. I would come across arrogant. I can tell you today that by the grace of God, I am not as much as I once was. I am not as insecure. I am not as proud. I am not as harsh. Hello? Now, one of the ways that God worked that in me was through my personal, private times with God. And I want to be very clear about this. I'm not a singer. I didn't even make a couple of choirs I tried out for. I'm not a real musician. Right? This is not my primary gift. But I would, no matter what it sounded like, get on my face by myself and sing to God. And just like David would, sometimes it's the blues. Right? And David wrote Psalms where he would talk about how messed up it is that evil people are doing good and I'm doing bad. But you know that he finished that psalm with, it didn't make sense until I came into the presence of God. I cannot tell you enough that a part of why I am who I am today is because I blocked out time to do nothing but sing between me and God. And you might be sitting there thinking, that's not for me. That's not my thing. I listen to talk radio. I don't even sing in the car. Right? You might think that because that's you, that you, it's not for you to sing before God. Well, most of you already know, I'm not here to try to build some sort of event that's going to get as many people to come back as possible. I'm here to help people get closer to Jesus by any means necessary. And a part of that means being true and honest with you about the Bible. And the Bible makes it clear, you need to sing to God, and not only as a group, but also personally. So that means that sometimes when I am by myself, right? Amazing grace, and how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And see, when I'm by myself, there is something that is... that means I have to turn everything with a screen off. Right? My phone goes off, my TV goes off, my computer goes... everything goes off. Because then sometimes what God wants me to sing is different. God today was terrible. I don't know what you're thinking, but I know you've got a plan, because you always do. I had no idea this morning what I was going to sing. God, I know you have a plan, because you always do. And God, I know I'm a little strange inside, and nobody seems to get me. Sometimes God just wants you to be honest, right? God, I'm sick of not having a job, but I know you got one for me. Hello? God, I'm sick of not knowing where I'm going to live next month, but I know you've got one for me. It only takes one toy. Right? And so what? Sometimes what that turns into is a deep, deep devotion. Right?
Yes.
Holy is the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. When my day is terrible and I've got a bad attitude, God, God, you see me. God, when no one else has answered my calls and no one else is listening to me, my God, I know you listen to me. I know. I know, my God, I know that you listen to me. Sometimes you just got to stop and you just got to get in the carpet and you just got to sing to him. You got to have your own carpet time. I'll motivate you to vacuum more frequently. You got to get down and just sing it to God by yourself. You got to make up your own song. You see, well, Ben, I don't have a guitar. I don't have a voice. I can do this. It's okay. So sometimes it's just, God, God, there's no one else. No one else understands me. You know, God, God, I've got a full life. There's people all around me, but nobody else understands me. No one, no one, no one understands me. My Bible says, you're a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Lord, I can't see it now, but my Bible says you put the lonely in families. Oh God, I love you. Oh God, you forgave me. Oh God, I love you. Oh God, you forgave me. Oh God, you forgave me. You hear me when I cry. You hear me when I laugh. You hear me when I'm talking about my day. You hear me when I cry. You hear me when I laugh. You hear me when no one else is listening. My God, you hear me. My God, you hear me. So some of you need to get alone and sing to God. I'm telling you, I am changed because of what God has done in me, because on deeper, deeper levels, because I set aside time to worship Him by myself. It's not because I'm special. I mean, we all special, right? It's not because I'm a pastor. No, we're all believers. So Peter wrote about the priesthood of all believers. You can go to a deeper level in God if you will get alone with Him. You have to get alone with Him. Brittany, will you come? We're going to teach you a new song before we have communion. Can you hit the next slide there, Nate, please? In the sermon, the next one. Psalm 40, verse 3. See, part of what I just did, I had a couple other examples I was going to play for you, but that was kind of entertaining. You need to sing a new song. See, I completely understand nostalgia. I completely understand the wonderful value of singing songs where God ministered to you in the past. That is good. But there is also a benefit to you singing a new song. And see, that's what I just did. And sometimes that new song sounds silly, but it needs to get out. Hello? It still needs to get out. If we could skip to almost all the way to the end. Four points. Now, there's a benefit to worship. Whether we worship as a group or we worship as individuals flying solo, there is a benefit. And these are the four benefits, okay? So, Pastor, why are you doing all this? Here's why. God knew. God doesn't need your praise. He enjoys your praise. Did you catch that? God doesn't need your praise. He enjoys your praise. And He designed us so that we would get benefit out of it. Isn't God good? Right? What is our benefit? Just stand with me real quick because we're going to teach you a song. Number one, it releases your gratitude. Some of you are like a pressure cooker. And some of your stress and fear and doubt and problems are actually going to be relieved. Some of the pressure and the stress is going to be relieved when your gratitude is released. Now that might seem counterintuitive, but it's a spirit thing. Hello? Your gratitude is released, and through that, there is an additional cleansing of your soul, right? Your mind, will, and emotions. And it strengthens you because you're pointing to God. You're seeing God is so big. My problems are so small. It strengthens you, and it adjusts your perspective. Amen? It adjusts your perspective. How many of you need a perspective adjustment?
Come on.